Soft and sentimental. It is concrete and practical. It's about doing the right thing, like putting a doctor on staff during the Depression. Again, if we truly care for our people, they will truly care for our customers, and business will take care of itself. In many ways, the principles of this book go against the grain of how many businesses are run. It inspires me and provides insights to further evolve our culture and put people first. And I believe all leaders and other organizations will benefit strongly from its messages. Arne Sorensen, President and Chief Executive Officer, Marriott International. Introduction. During the summer of 2015, Pierre Nanterme, Accenture's CEO, announced that the global professional services company would reimagine its performance management system. The company found that after decades of serving its purpose, the system had become massively demotivating. Accenture's global workforce had changed. Their people, and your people, are not motivated by being a number on a performance rating scale. Rather, today's workforce is increasingly looking for meaning, human connectedness, true happiness, and a desire to contribute positively to the world. Nanterme and his leadership team realized Accenture needed a better way to lead for these foundational human desires and better engage their 425,000-plus employees to speak to their intrinsic motivation. Accenture is no outlier. A global movement is taking place in the C-suites of thousands of progressive organizations like Marriott, Starbucks, and LinkedIn. The question the leaders of these organizations ask themselves is, how can we create more human leadership and people-centered cultures where employees and leaders are more fulfilled and more fully engaged? As human beings, we are all driven by basic needs for meaning, happiness, human connectedness, and a desire to contribute positively to society. That's true whether we're at home, out in the world, or at work. But it's one thing to realize this, and another to act on it. Speaking to our people's intrinsic motivation calls for leadership and organizations that cater to these desires. It's something that forward-thinking organizations and leaders are increasingly realizing and addressing. As Javier Pladeval, CEO of Audi Volkswagen Spain, reflected when we spoke with him. Leadership today is about unlearning management and relearning being human. The mind of the leader provides a way to do this. It outlines how leaders can lead themselves, their people, and their organizations to unlock intrinsic motivation, create real people-centered cultures, and ultimately deliver extraordinary results. How important is the message of this book? Consider this. In a 2016 McKinsey & Company study of more than 52,000 managers, 86% rated themselves as inspiring and good role models. But this stands in stark contrast to how employees perceive their leaders. A 2016 Gallup engagement survey found that 82% of employees see their leaders as fundamentally uninspiring. In fact, the same survey found that only 13% of the global workforce is engaged, while 24% are actively disengaged. This seeming lack of good leadership is not because of a lack of effort. According to a recent report, organizations around the globe invest approximately $46 billion annually on leadership development programs. That's a lot of money for seemingly little return. What's going wrong? In part, the system is broken. According to research by Dacher Keltner, professor of psychology at University of California, Berkeley, when many leaders start to feel powerful, their more benevolent qualities start to decline. Leaders are three times more likely than lower-level employees to interrupt coworkers, multitask during meetings, raise their voices, and say insulting things. He also found that leaders are more likely than other people to engage in rude, selfish, and unethical behavior. None of this is going